So they're reminding us that when we show up to begin, whether it's we channel in the morning, we journal in the morning, we show up to channeling group, we open our Bible, whatever we're doing, they're reminding us to press forward. So press forward is not like press forward in terms of our linear, first we do this, then we do this. Press forward is more so to press forward into our completion in terms of who we are, who we agreed to be, the energies that we agreed to hold. They're saying that the character the caricature we agree to play. So this is really about allowing our truest vision to be heard and to remain stationary. So I'm pretty sure this is Horus, though I have a camel hanging out with me also. I'm like, Horus or a camel? Who do I discuss first? When I see the camel, I actually have this procession that is, oh my gosh, it's just like another lifetime imagery. But the energies in this imagery are unfolding for our acquaintance. So we want to remember that we're slipping into our natural state, our natural consent. And what this is doing is affording ourselves consideration of rapture. So this is an energetic alignment. This is an energetic attunement. We're not being tuned to something that isn't us. We're returning to our natural gifting. So the more that we can receive that acquaintance, in other words, just imagine that you're a musician and you really have like 50, 100 songs that you play really well, but you got so accustomed to playing five songs that all the regulars always want to hear. It's like you almost forgot that you have this songbook that's really complete. In other words, I'm really well versed. I can play all of these notes. I can play all of these tunes. So it's just like just imagining you're focusing on a very, very small sliver of that which you know, of that which you coincide with, of that which is your true understanding of self. So as we will receive our holy blessing, and they're saying whole blessing. Now, when I'm saying blessing, it's like across all measures, across all notes. So I'm just looking at like the keys in a piano, and it's going through all those keys and beyond. So this is where any musical instrument that we're used to studying doesn't have the correct notes. In other words, it doesn't have all that we're subscribed to, all that we're that's being made available to us. So we want to remember it's not being made available to something outside of us. It's our own heavenly value. It's our own heavenly, they're saying, conductor. So just imagine your higher self like conducting. It's like, okay, and now this note and this note. So we're doing a little bit of basket weaving. We're standing out. In other words, one moment, please. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Okay, where we're standing out. So this is where it's sort of like an ebb and flow going side to side. And so each time we move side to side, we go further. So it's really interesting because a lot of people, even just today, have literally saying, it's like, I go forward, I go back, I go forward, go back. This is very useful because we're exercising our rapport. In other words, we're stepping in to new energies, new value, new subscriptions. And so it's not just about hitting that one note and saying, please. The energy that we hit, the reason that you sometimes seem to travel back is when you open up to that higher broadcast, now everything needs to be assimilated because as that frequency, as that energy touches all of life, in other words, all your memories, all of your attachments, anything, Everything needs like a facelift, an upgrade. It all is getting recalibrated. So we don't understand that it's not just like one area that gets touched with the gift of life. It's everything gets submerged. Everything gets accustomized, gets accustomed to that new frequency. So when I have that like Merkaba, it's holding our true record keeping. It's holding our true gifting. It's holding our true assertion that we're coinciding with, that we're stepping into, that we're developing, that we're consenting to, that we're joining with. So this is means that we're going to keep growing, keep stretching, keep accentuating, keep restoring. And so this isn't so this is about our growth. And I literally have someone with like a shovel into the earth. So this is where we're like digging, we're growing, we're accelerating. So remember, it's like each of us have a post, each of us have a vision. Sometimes we receive visions of our future, and it's like, well, why can't I have it now? So now we understand that we all have to look the same. What they mean by that is the vibration that is needed, the frequency that's needed, and the vision you may be accustomed to. Like you may be dreaming it over and over, like I still see myself doing this. We want to remember we have to take all of ourselves with us. We don't get to like chop ourselves up. All of us have to reassemble. So in other words, we all have to agree. When I say all, like all of the dismembered parts. So if you still have parts that are disjointed, that are in fear, that are or holding back, that are whatever's going on, remember that every time we step into that light, that courtesy of value, that frequency offers blessings within. In other words, everything receives those good nutrients. Everything receives that acceleration. So they just have like, so interesting the images I see, but I've got this like baby cow like drinking a glass of milk. So we understand, we give the infants milk, breast milk, cow milk, almond milk, any kind of milk. But the idea again, like Hathor, like the nutrients of the mother. So we want to get familiar with the protocol. In other words, as we keep rising, as we keep lifting into new prosperity. Now I've got like apples and honey. It's like all of this nutrient, all of this offering, all of this blessing is pouring forth. So when they're saying pouring forth, they really mean pouring forth. I mean, it's just coming and coming and coming. And so this is sort of why some of us perhaps at times feel like we just can't get a break. You know, it's sort of like, when is this gonna stop? When is this like heave ho, this like disarray, I get clear one emotion and then another emotion erupts or whatever else. The reason is we all have figured out now time is speeding up, and we all kind of say that, and we've read that in channelings, whatever, and you're like, oh, okay, that's nice. I can manifest more or easier or faster. What we don't realize is our healing has increased in our speed as well. So that which we're like disassembling, in other words, clearing, healing, integrating, sometimes it may feel like, can I just have an hour off? Because it's an accelerated pace that is due to stand. And so what I mean by that, they mean by that, is this is the sign of the times. Because we're really in the beginning processes of this great awakening, it's like this is our new reality. We're okay, you know, it's almost like you're in a play and it's like, well, we're down to 2 weeks before opening. Well, you're gonna have more rehearsals. You're gonna like step it up. It's not just like, oh, we'll just meet every other Saturday. It's sort of like, okay, every day. Because it's like, and this is what they mean in the beginning, like press upon is we're coming into proper station. So whatever needs to be adjusted, it's going to be at our fingertips. It's going to be right at our feet. So the more that we allow that spaciousness of love, in other words, to surround everything that surfaces for healing with space, with love. So we bring love to it. We welcome it. We understand that it's offering us our treasure seeking because it's helping us establish grace. It's helping us. Just imagine there's a template of the frequency that you must arrive at in order to be at your proper station. You're going to be a gifted healer. You're going to be a gift to whatever it is. And so it's just imagine like an image, like a kid, like, oh, I got to complete this puzzle and it's going to look like this when it's all finished. And I have like the prototype, the picture, and you're trying to match it up. Well, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So the more that we can be, they're saying the more that we can get excited because we're doing like the laborious task is really the only way I can explain this, because just imagine we're the architects of the new consciousness, architects, builders. We're not sunning by the pool. Well, we may be as we're integrating, but you know, there's a task at hand. So it's not to be frightened or confused because there's no more yesterday. In other words, some of us are just trying to order more days like the past tense, and we can't figure out how to do it because there is no more past tense. The old energy is long gone because we're ready for liftoff, because we're ready for new restoration. So just imagine you're being like a building is being restored. Like, this sounds pretty good. I'm going to look lovely. I'm going to, you know, just shine. I'm going to have all of my abilities. I'm not going to have that fear. Like everything, it's like, I've never really known what to do with this. I try to cover it. I try to, put a shade, like anything to not, I walk around it. I do whatever else. It's like at last, victory has arrived. So as we will receive the gifts of the heart, we want to get very comfortable with operating from our heart because that's what's going to lead us home. The mind is going to lead us in quicksand. The mind still operates to past reality. It doesn't have the blueprint. It doesn't have the past to get on the new highway. So we still use the mind to figure things out, but we're allowing the heart to lead, to guide, to orchestrate our every present stance. So as we will receive the gifts, these gifts of light. So when I'm saying like these gifts of light, I instantly started having like memories from my early childhood. I mean, it was like, boom, just right there. I couldn't keep it coming if I wanted to. This is supposed to be like a group channeling, but again, there's no subject object. We're all always opening up to our own self-witness, our own Christ witness, our own higher awareness. So in each moment, every time we think it's about someone else, think again. It's always about your own healing. It's always about your own victory. It's always about your own transmutation. So whatever you're looking at, whoever you're looking at, whatever disagreement, whatever, whenever you're seeing anything, bring it back to self and allow true visioning. Allow true visioning. Show me a peacock. So enlightenment. And again, enlightenment, it's like such a strange word sometimes. Like, what does that mean? So we're coming again into our own understudy. In other words, who we truly are, outside of the trance, outside of the matrix, outside of where we're operating out of a program of misbelief. In other words, it doesn't believe, it doesn't understand who we truly are. And where we truly reside. So allow the gifts, these gifts of the heart, to lead you home. When I said lead you home, I just saw the most beautiful gemstones, like rubies and sapphires and emeralds. But it's just like, gosh, just imagine the greatest basket of wealth you could imagine that someone would possess on earth. Now, these gemstones represent our true nature. They represent our truth. They represent, they're saying, our holding pattern. So what that means is our gifting, what our souls already have mastered. We're not reinventing the wheel. So it's not like there are things we're learning in this incarnation, but there are more so aspects of self that we're coming back into alignment with, agreeing with. So we want to allow that courtesy of transfer. In other words, we want to discover who we truly are. We want to discover what we're really here to do. So to do that, we have to be willing to drop the old. Well, I just wanted to bake the cake, and then I was going to go to my neighbors. And, you know, we have these, like, they're saying secret agendas. And what they mean by that, it's like the linear story. So we want to allow ourselves to be bigger. We want to allow ourselves to transfer our focus, our awareness to our higher possibility. So we don't have to understand what that is. We don't have to know what that is, but we want to allow the transmission. So again, that's where we are returning to our heart and allowing our heart to lead. It's going to give you very different instructions. And we're all being, they're saying tested. They don't mean like pass and fail. It's more of offering a signaling, noticing if we follow. Simple as that. We are the ones noticing. We're the ones offering the signal. We're the ones noticing if our everyday awareness picks it up. And so again, we continue in this ongoing emergence of love, because love is who we are. So every time we're not functioning in love, we're really out of place. In other words, we're following what actually isn't there. So again, we're coming back to our true reality. We're coming back to our true station. Remember those gemstones representing your wealth, the truth of self. And again, we're opening up to our multi-dimensional visioning so that all of our gifting, our third eye completely will open. The heart will guide us home. So allow these energies to draw from your native tongue. They use that in a daily message. So this is yourself. Your native tongue is your higher self's communication. Everyone's like, am I going to speak tongues? I got really funny messages. Cute, actually. But our native tongue is our soul, is our true self. So allow these energies to guide. Now, when I say guide, it's like I just get these like downloads of light. Downloads of light. We may see, we may sense, we may feel, or we may simply expose ourselves to our advanced state. So sometimes it's not like piecemeal. Sometimes we like it piecemeal. There are other ones that just simply decide in one swoop, and they don't think a lot's happening because they just did it all in one moment. So don't feel like someone's doing it better. We all have our own lifestyles, meaning we all have our preference. And you want your own preference. You don't want to do it another way that wouldn't work for you. Allow yourselves to receive in all levels. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.